Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. I'm J. Mark Horst, your friend and Bible teacher. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope, an international gospel radio and literature ministry. Each week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 16 other major languages. And our Bible teaching programs in several languages are available to you all the time and anytime at the website twr360.org. That's twr360.org. Thousands are logging onto the site for spiritual nourishment and blessing. We invite you to join them so you can be blessed too. Last week on Hope for Today, we began studying from the closing verses of Daniel chapter 9. Our study is titled, The Skill to Understand. We really only had time for the introduction to this text, so we'll be studying from it for the next few programs. As we begin today, I will read the text, Daniel chapter 9 and verses 20 to 27. Now, while I was speaking, praying, and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God, yes, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, reached me about the time of the evening offering. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I have now come forth to give you skill to understand. At the beginning of your supplications, the command went out, and I have come to tell you, for you are greatly beloved. Therefore, consider the matter and understand the vision. 70 weeks are determined for your people and for your holy city, to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince, there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall, even in troublesome times. And after the 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end of it shall be with a flood, and till the end of the war, desolations are determined. Then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week, but in the middle of the week he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering. And on the wing of abominations shall be one who makes desolate, even until the consummation, which is determined, is poured out on the desolate. In verse 24, Gabriel tells Daniel that 70 weeks, or literally 70 sevens, are determined for your people and for your holy city. The first challenge of interpretation is right here. What are the 70 sevens that Gabriel is talking about? Seventh-day Adventists, Russellites, and even some Protestants calculate the weeks as weeks of days. So that would be 490 days. And then they multiply the days into years. This is called the year-day theory. So 490 days is just over a year. And the tremendous events that are foretold in these verses can't possibly be squeezed into that short of a time frame. And that calculation also doesn't work out when you get to the 1260 days of Revelation 12:6. So the context here demands weeks of years. Outside of this prophecy, the Hebrew word, Shabuah, is used only in Daniel 10, 2 and 3. And in that text, it says that Daniel fasted 3 full weeks, or literally 3 sevens of days. So the context there in Daniel 10 demands days. That is, Daniel fasted for 21 days. Now, Jewish calendars had multiples of 7. They had a 7 of days, the Sabbath, and then a 7 of years, Sabbath year. The first mention of the Sabbath day is in Exodus 16, immediately following the exit from Egypt. Later on, the law stated in Leviticus chapter 25, verses 3 and 4, that the people of Israel were to plant and harvest for 6 years and then allow the land to rest in the 7th year. After 7 Sabbath years, or a total of 49 years altogether, the year of Jubilee was to be observed. Leviticus 26, 33-35 prescribes the penalty for violating the Sabbath year. This is what God said: I will scatter you among the nations and draw out a sword after you. Your land shall be desolate and your cities waste. Then the land shall enjoy its Sabbaths as long as it lies desolate and you are in your enemy's land. Then the land shall rest and enjoy its Sabbaths. As long as it lies desolate, it shall rest, for the time it did not rest on your Sabbaths when you dwelt in it. And 2 Chronicles chapter 36 and verse 21 confirms the duration of the captivity. Now, in the beginning of this chapter, Daniel is clearly thinking in weeks of years. 7 times 10 equals 70 years. He knew from reading the prophet Jeremiah that the Babylonian captivity would last 70 years, 1 year of captivity for each Sabbath year missed. That means that for 490 years, Israel had not properly observed the Sabbath year. And now Daniel knew that those years of discipline were coming to an end. That's why he was praying and fasting and confessing the sins of the nation. And it's while he's doing that that Gabriel comes on the scene and he informs Daniel of a new 490-year period of time. It's interesting. There's another question that arises in interpreting this text, and it has to do with the length of a biblical year. How many days are in a biblical year? If you compare Genesis chapter 7, verse 11, and Genesis 8, 4, you learn from Scripture that the flood lasted exactly 5 months. Genesis 7, 24 and 8, 3 both describe this same period as 150 days. So in the earliest known biblical history, the length of a month was obviously 30 days. And 12 months of 30 days makes a year with a total of 360 days. This conclusion is absolutely confirmed by prophecy. Daniel 9:27 mentions the persecution of God's people in the middle of the 70th week. And chapter 7, verses 24 and 25 speak of time, times, and dividing of time. These both equal 3 1/2 years. This same time period is defined in Revelation 13 as 42 months, and in Revelation 12 as 1260 days. As we progress through the text, you will see this conclusion reaffirmed. Another important question that arises in this text is, when did the 69 weeks begin? Well, we don't need to wonder about this because Gabriel gives a very specific answer in verse 25. Here it is: Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince, there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks, that's our 69 weeks, the street shall be built again and the wall, even in troublesome times. If we can locate this command or decree to restore and build Jerusalem, then we have a starting point for the 69 weeks of years, and we can accurately determine the specific time announced by Gabriel. Some interpreters point to the decrees of Cyrus, and Darius and Artaxerxes that are recorded in the book of Ezra. But if you read them carefully, there is no reference to rebuilding the city. It's only to rebuild the temple. And even that building was stopped for a time because the Jews were accused of rebuilding the city. You can read about that in Ezra chapter 4. Now, without going into all the varied interpretations of when this decree was given, I believe there's only one decree in the entire Old Testament that fits Gabriel's words. If you carefully read the opening verses of Nehemiah chapter 1 and 2, you will find it. As you may recall, Nehemiah was serving as the cupbearer for King Artaxerxes, and the report came to him from his brethren on the condition of the walls of the city, and it aroused in him a deep concern. In fact, it moved him so much that he spent time in prayer and fasting. That's recorded in chapter 1. Then in chapter 2, his sad face alerts the king that something is wrong. And when the king inquires the reason for his sadness, Nehemiah shares his reasons, and he makes a request. This is what he said to the king. May the king live forever. Why should my face not be sad when the city, the place of my father's tombs, lies waste and its gates are burned with fire? Then the king said to me, what do you request? So I prayed to the God of heaven. And I said to the king, if it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favor in your sight, I ask that you send me to Judah, to the city of my father's tombs, that I may rebuild it. Then the king said to me, the queen also sitting beside him, how long will your journey be, and when will you return? So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. Now let's notice when this decree was issued. Nehemiah records precisely, chapter 2 and verse 1, that it was in the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes. Encyclopedia Britannica sets the date of Artaxerxes' accession to the throne as 465 BC. That means his 20th year would be 445 BC. And according to Jewish custom, since no day date is specified in the text, it was the first day of the month. In our Roman calendar, the date would be March 14th, 445 BC. Here, I believe we have the beginning of the 70 weeks that Gabriel spoke about. My friend, I hate to interrupt, but we're almost out of time for today's broadcast. Lord willing, we'll be back in 1 week to continue this study. If you'd like an audio CD or a printed copy of this complete teaching, just request it by its title, The Skill to Understand. The quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, The Skill to Understand. Once again, the quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, The Skill to Understand. It's available in print or on an audio CD. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as we continue our study, The Skill to Understand, from the closing verses of Daniel chapter 9. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.